The questions were to the point. Students wanted to know how climate change was affecting their world, especially the salmon. They grilled Janessa Esquible, a biologist and member of the Anishinaabe tribe who works for ONC.
Hi, I'm Malia. How is climate change hurting animals?
If the stream temperatures are really warm, that could actually cause death, because they get extremely stressed.
The students also wanted to know what it's like to be a Western-trained scientist working in Bethel. Esquible pointed out that while Western science and traditional knowledge approach the world differently, they also complement each other.
Science is more compartmentalized. When you get older and older and you go to school, you're really going to get pushed down a more narrow and narrow path so you can be a specialist at something. Whereas elders don't do that. They have vast knowledge on everything, really.
Bethel fifth graders also saw that vast knowledge at work when they talked with Elder Peter Achak.
How is climate change hurting animals?
The ptarmigan don't even stay here no more because there's no snow. They follow the edge of that snow melting. When that snow melts, there's those berries from last fall that got covered up, and they still have juice in them. So they're able to eat berries that were frozen all winter long underneath that snow. But now it melts away so fast that they have to. It's not necessarily there's no more ptarmigan around here. No, they're following the edge of that snow. The fish too, you know, get affected by the climate. You notice in the summertime when the sun is hot, when you're drifting with a fish net, you'll notice when you're pulling it up, your fish are way on the bottom of your fish net because they're staying away from the heat.
Some of the questions were personal.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 27. Some people feel that they're scientists in high school. I mean, I think you guys are scientists. I'm sure you observe changes that happen around you all of the time. So you guys could be scientists too. Are any of you guys interested?
To me, I think science is cool because you get to learn new things and you get to observe things you never even heard of.
Me, I think science is fun and cool because we get to go search about things, and we also get to go outside and look at how they're doing and stuff.
How did you become an elder?
What a wonderful question. Yes, you know, age comes. Everybody is headed the same way. And if you stay alive, pay attention to your whatever you're doing and not get into an accident, yes, you too will become an elder one day. So that's how I became an elder. I didn't get hit by a truck.
Hi, my name is Josiah. What do you like about being an elder?
I gain knowledge. I learn something every day, even at my age.
That's 67-year-old Elder Peter Achak and 27-year-old biologist Janessa Esquible speaking with fifth-grade students at Gladys Jung Elementary School. You can hear the students' full interviews with Achak and Esquible on Coffee at KYUK next week. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.